This is New Classical Tracks from American Public Media. I'm Julie Amacher.
Yeah, I mean, it takes a lifetime to get to know this music. It's not a question so much of mastery as it is of depth of understanding.
Our life is much more like, how do you feel after the 40th performance of a Beethoven quartet? What does it mean to you then? I mean, the first 10 performances are just, you're getting, you know, I'm getting to know you kind of thing. And then it becomes the, what is this world opening up into the world of this piece of music?
Violinist Tom Stone and cellist Jennifer Kletzel have been performing with the Cypress String Quartet for 19 seasons. They recently released their 16th recording, a 3-CD set of Beethoven's middle quartets. Tom recalls it was the composer's late quartets that first inspired these musicians, and that's why they recorded those first.
When we started, we were all so in love with Beethoven's late quartets that we couldn't imagine waiting for them. It's really been an amazing experience because getting to know Beethoven in his middle life, having already sort of seen how the story ends, I think has given us an insight into the middle quartets. And now as we're also working on the early quartets for a recording that we'll release next year, you know, like it's just, I love telling the story backwards. It's just been such a joy.
Tom says Beethoven's middle quartets were written during a very tumultuous time in the composer's life.
So in 1802, Beethoven wrote his Heiligenstadt Testament, where he was going through a huge personal crisis, and that crisis really transformed him. He decided not to commit suicide and to carry on, and he began to identify with the hero's struggle and the hero's story. He wrote Fidelio and the Eroica Symphony, and then launched into these middle quartets. In the last one, Opus 95, Jennifer likes to describe it as, it's almost like someone's grabbing you by the throat.
There's a lot of willfulness to these pieces, but there's great depth and charm and beauty and humor. I mean, as a performer, I certainly feel that when we walk off stage after playing one of these middle quartets, I'm like, oh, wow, I went through something there. I'm having a, you know, an emotional reaction to what just happened to me. And we get that from our audiences as well. There's something about Beethoven's slow movements that people say, I just, like, time stopped for me. And it's always an emotional experience, like the slow movement of Opus 59, number 2. Last year, somebody said to me, I don't know this piece at all, and I had no idea music could make me feel that deeply.
That movement in particular gives me shivers. It stops time and it gets you in touch with the divine. There aren't that many things for me that do that, and that movement certainly is one. And that whole quartet is just so magical. It starts off in an incredibly serious and almost abstract manner, and it ends with like incredible charm and fun and humor. I mean, Beethoven is, I think specifically on a dramatic level, trying to set up these huge contrasts.
These middle period quartets are quite challenging. Tom says that's because Beethoven was writing these works for the very first professional string quartet, which was employed by a Russian ambassador named Razmovsky. Beethoven was so impressed with this quartet, he started writing music that amateurs couldn't dream of playing. One of the challenging things he wrote is a fugue that closes out the third quartet of Opus 59.
Beethoven wasn't really great at fugues when he started off. He had to work really hard to develop his ability to write them.
And that fugue is amazing. It goes like the wind. It's bubbly, upbeat, fun, exciting.
Yeah, it's about the most rousing finale you could imagine.
Yeah.
And what's interesting about what you just said about Beethoven having to work at fugues, isn't that kind of refreshing to hear in a way?
I mean, there's so many things that are comforting about Beethoven beyond his music. You know, like he had to struggle to be a great composer. He worked every day at it. And it just goes to show you that if you work really hard at things, you can do all kinds of things.
That's as true for Beethoven as it is for this invigorating young ensemble who loves to play his music. And that's New Classical Tracks from American Public Media. I'm Julie Amacher.